Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here. We're on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you are truly part of the problem. Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me. And seriously, get engaged, get informed before you open your mouth. And I don't pretend like some of these, Facebook people, I don't pretend to know it all. That's why I bring on the experts. I bring on the people that have been working in it, working on it, in it, with it for 25 plus years, which is what you should be doing as well. Otherwise, as I always say, and I'm not trying to be mean to you guys, some of you guys, right? Don't open your mouth. Because you don't know any more than I do. You don't know. Can you tell? I've already heard somebody today say something. I was like, where did you find that? A little bit of misinformation there. And they claim that we do it. That's even the funnier part. And I started to realize that the misinformation, I don't know, you guys can tell me how you feel about this. I'm not so sure it's misinformation. I think some of it is truly the ignorance of the people we have not taught properly over the years. That's where I'm coming from. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I thought I'd pull up one of Mark Dice's, and he's got a few of them. I don't need just to pull one. You know that. He's got a bunch of them. I thought I'd pull up one of Mark Dice's clips. Where, you know, he goes to the beach and he asks people, I keep saying the 4th of July. Stop saying happy 4th, will you please? It's happy Independence Day. Happy birthday of America. Whatever, but happy 4th what? Happy 4th of August? You see where I'm going? I mean, come on. Give it the respect that it should have. Seriously. Anyway, let's listen to Mark Dice. Out at the beach, and these Americans are truly clueless about what we celebrate on the 4th of July. Take a listen.
Celebrating 4th of July?
Yes, I do.
And what do we celebrate on the 4th of July?
Independence.
What started it?
I'm not too sure.
No. Long time ago, history class. Fifth grade, they said something started this whole 4th of July celebration. What was it?
I'm guessing like winning over freedom in America, maybe?
I don't know. You don't know?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? It started because we broke away from a certain country, right?
Yeah.
Right. Sure. What country was that?
I had a go, man.
You don't know.
Man, I got to go serve. I haven't got time for that.
What country did we declare independence from to create this great country?
This is bad of me.
Listen, they all sound like Camilla, don't they?
Ready for the 4th of July?
Yeah, we are.
What country did we declare independence from?
America. Africa, man.
What's that?
America. No, Africa. I don't know.
I forgot.
You forgot.
Okay.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1856? Or 1756?
1756. 1850. I don't know. Some 56.
1856.
Maybe.
When John Wilkes Booth and Karl Marx signed the Declaration of Independence to start this country, what year was that?
1492.
Hello? Well, at least he had a date that had some significance, right? In 1492, when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I don't remember the whole poem. I remember the Italian version of it. I'm not going to sing it for you. Too bad. But it was quite funny. This is funny. Well, it's sad, really. You want... Okay, another minute of it. That's it. I can't handle much more.
Well, that is a date in history, but it's not when there was a certain document that was signed that started this country. What was that?
I don't remember when the Declaration of Independence was signed. It was probably 1600 somewhere.
When Lee Harvey Oswald and Karl Marx signed the Declaration of Independence to start this great country, what year was that?
I'm assuming the 1800s.
You're just assuming.
Yeah, anything I don't else? Know. I'm not a history person.
Obviously.
I don't remember, honestly.
No.
No.
Could you guess?
No, I wasn't here, so I didn't know. I wasn't even born then. God, we're so lost. It's so perfect. People don't know their history. They don't know where we came from. You know, so we're doomed to repeat it. We have no choice at this point. You, I, me, and us, we let the left take over the education systems in this country, and this is what we're putting out. Look, it's not just the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the date. None of that is as important as the fact that they understand that we broke away, why we broke away, and where we've come from. And they have no clue. Alfonso Rachel joins me in a few minutes. If you can talk me off the wall, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, this is the only way we win, people. When you're part of the solution, we win. Otherwise, if you're out there, as I saw today, I just had so much fun listening to people. I won't say spew misinformation because they did it with such authority. I thought maybe they had a clue. You know, and hearing these people talk, it's just amazing. Anyway, let's bring him in because I know he has a clue. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. I don't know when he finds time to sleep. Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. He's got this Mr. Musician here, BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Some of the best bass lines you could ever hear on BronzeSerpentMedia.com. You know, it's supposed to be a drummer thing, right? Because all drummers very much appreciate and like the bass players.
Sure, man. You want to lock in with that bass guitar, man. Had that bass guitar, like, sitting, like, listening to it over your hi-hat. That's right.
That's right, yeah. But if they didn't have either of us, they'd be lost, wouldn't they? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. That's right. That's why we sit on the throne, you know?
So, all right. Where was I? I sent you a video. I did. Now I can't find it to save my butt. I sent it to you via email, right?
Yes. I think it was her name, Crystal Meth. Crystal something.
She might, you know what? She might as well be. She might as well have been, right? I mean, seriously, the crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah, she did sound like she was hitting the pipe a little bit when she was talking
about it. A little too often, maybe? Yeah.
Just a little bit, right?
I'm there with you. This is, let me see. Why can't I find this thing? Oh, there it is. Think American. Trans. She offers no, not that one. I can't play that one. All right, no. All right, well, I'll find it.
Talking about the gist of the video of the woman talking to the prison inmate, and basically saying that they want to infiltrate the Republican Party and pose as Republican.
Yeah, that one.
That one. Huh?
Yeah, that was.
Were you gonna play a clip? Because people think we're exaggerating, man. Were you gonna play a clip of her?
I will play that after the next break. I'll play that one because I got to go find it. I know I have it because obviously I sent it to you, so I must have it. I got to find that stupid thing, but man, you're right. You sit there and I'm saying to myself, "Oh no, this is like Onion Radio or something, right? They're not really doing this. Really can't be happening." And then you find out, but is anybody investigating it?
Well, you see what I mean? What?
Nobody's doing anything with that, are they?
No, but see, and that's where we come in, Joe. Because just like you say, man, you tell people that they need to get involved, they need to get engaged. This is one of the ways that we can do it, right? This person, I don't know if I should wait till after you play her.
Oh no, God, say something about it now. It's a big whoop, right?
Well, the thing is, I think Republicans should take should totally take advantage of this, right? I mean, because here's the thing: she's saying that we need to infiltrate the Republican Party. Okay, on its face, she's already way wrong. Because here's the thing: if Republicans are these bigots who hate black people, how the crap is she going to infiltrate the Republican Party if we're not going to have, she's not going to be welcome here? No, none of them are, right? So she's already on her face basically making a false claim about the Republican and proving that we're not bigots because, well, obviously we would accept you if you're planning on running for us. But here's the thing. Republicans, tweet to her, tweet at her, and say, look, if you want to be able to pass off as a Republican to where you would be able to run as one of us, well, you're going to have to learn from us, right? So connect with us, and we'll teach you how to pull this off. You can probably do. Reagan was a Democrat, right? Some of the best Republicans were Democrats. Reagan, Charleston Heston was a Democrat, right? Hey, yours truly,
oh, you
I was
know
a
what?
Democrat.
You are right.
Yeah.
No, you're so right. I have forgotten all about that.
Yeah, connect with us. So a whole bunch of us should be tweeting at her, say, hey, contact us. And we'll tell you, and you know what, Joe, if we were to do this with a field vote and they actually hear what it is to be a Republican, we just might connect and actually switch
then
someone
ahead of you.
Yes. We might get a few.
Oh, God, can I? All right, so I found it, and I might. This was too good. I listened to this about 5 or 6 times. That's how good it was for me. So, but the thing, how stupid, I got to ask, how stupid are you not to know that if you call a prison and you're having a phone call with an inmate, that it's not being recorded, right? Either she just didn't give a crud on any of it, or she's just not the sharpest knife in the drawer, you know what I'm saying?
Or she might have a plan.
Oh, and a friend.
That plan is, what she might be doing is trying to stoke distrust with white Republicans, because when black Republicans coming in wanting to run for office, they might be like, he might or she
Ooh.
Might be.
Well, you really do get deep into this stuff, don't you? You sure you're not Italian? You keep telling me you're not. I'm not buying it anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Alfonso, come on.
That's what I've been saying. You keep telling me no, it's German.
It is German. That's what I was just getting ready to say. But according, despite popular belief, it's
yeah, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, contrary. Thank you.
There you
thank
go.
You.
Contrary, like yes. The rest of the world goes contrary to God's word. Contrary. So there you go. Anyway, all right. Let me just play a little bit of this on the way out, because it is too good just to let float around without doing something with it. You know what I'm saying?
It's drama, mean people.
God bless America. All right, take a listen. Here we go.
For me, I feel like, y'all, we need sleepers. When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can push some from the inside out. We got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections. We need a group of sleepers. And I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the f*** is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money. Where the duffel bag boys? Find you somebody in your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that shit under their name. Honestly, these ain't the same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black guys. So, because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? Can I could do, listen, I can move in all kind of circles, but I'm a her. I love black people. I feel safest around my people. I'm very much a in a lot of ways, but I know how to turn it off and turn it on. You know, I know how to be in certain spaces. You know, you gotta be able to turn it off and turn it on. We need some folks that can wear all black at night and take their yard signs down when they sleeping. We ain't gotta make a bunch of noise about it. We ain't gotta go live about it. Just don't say shit.
We'll hit more of this on the back end of the break. Come with your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. stocks closed out their worst first half of the year since 1970. Over the past 3 months, the NASDAQ has dropped more than 20%, its worst stretch since 2008. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 253 points to close at 3775. The S&P fell by 33 points and the NASDAQ dropped 149 points. The Supreme Court ruled that the Biden administration will be allowed to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says the Biden administration is not securing the border.
The law of the United States is that we have to secure the border. We have to have operational control of the border. And you must detain those individuals who are being adjudicated for, say, an asylum claim. That is not happening.
USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855. He's still shaking his head. 5-5-7-3-2-5-5-6-3. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me as well. He is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net. And, we're playing some classics there on the weekends right now until we get back in it again. And tell them where they find those great bass lines of yours, and more than just the bass lines. Where can they find all your stuff?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and music that features some of those bass lines that I'm very grateful that Joe is digging. That's from my music project, the Sledge X. So they check out some of the albums. Which
now,
was
wait. Sledge X. I mean, you're not going down that road, right? You're with us.
Well, it was Sledge. I hope folks will read the Sledge X about page, and they'll find out why the project is called Sledge.
I just checked it, brother. I want to make sure you're
not going to do with political
the right direction.
It has nothing to do with political correctness.
You know, I'm watching too many of these TikTok things. I'm getting nervous with my buddies now, okay? All right. So let's get back to these wonderful. Matter of fact, I think we didn't give it enough play last time. I want to go ahead and make sure we give her enough. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe this. I had to send this to you because it's just perfect. And I think what we'll do is, it's only a minute long, a minute and a half long, so we're going to start it from the beginning again. And let's comment on it a bit, don't you think? Here we go.
Yes.
We need some secret sleepers. Like, we need them to run as the other side, even though they're for our side.
I said to you earlier, don't you think this could have been exactly what happened on January 6th?
Mm. Yeah, and unfortunately, really quick, did she say, one, we was listening to her, she said, I can speak intelligently. On both sides. It's like, okay, I haven't seen the evidence of that yet. And when she says secrets, like when she says secret sleepers, that's kind of redundant. Secret sleepers as opposed to what? Public sleepers? I mean, it's already, sleepers are already supposed to be kind of secret. But Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. What she's basically talking about is, okay, let's put on some MAGA hats and go out today. And that's what happened on January 6th. But on a serious note, the scary thing about it is, Joe, is that you did have a lot of Republicans who were, and I've been saying this for a long time, okay, Republicans, you're being led by Democrats. They're leading you to do things and leading you into their traps.
Agreed.
And a real bad case of that happened on January 6th. And unfortunately, you know, when that push led them in there and they got herded into that area, Ashley Babbitt lost her life.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree with you. All right, let's hear more about these secret sleepers.
And we need them to win.
Right.
We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. And this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day. As long as we know we're working for the same goal, for me, I feel like, y'all, we need sleepers.
Now, think of what she's saying, people. When she says we can battle them in public all day long as we vote, you know, right at the end. So she's talking about making it look like you're a real Republican, you know, getting on the case of the Democrat, and that person inside, truly deep down inside, is a Democrat, right?
They're
and
all
that's
about
how you're
being trans.
Take the seat. So she's saying lie to you, right?
Yeah. That's Democrats are good at that. And basically, she's basically taking trans between Republican and Democrat. She's wanting them to be a bunch of trannies. And you know, she could turn it off and turn it on. I guess Joe Biden would be so proud, you know, that she could turn off that Negro dialect and then put it back on whenever she wants to. And she's telling, you know, people that are supposed to be woke, she wants them to be asleep. It's like, woman, you need to make up your mind. You want them to be asleep or you want them to be woke? I don't know which one it is that she wants. And but like I said, how is this supposed to work? And don't get me wrong, it could. But she's contradicting herself because as far as the Afrocentrists go, the way the Democrats put it, Republicans don't want blacks there. Okay, we're totally racist. You know, the Republicans are totally racist and black folks are not welcome. If that's the case, woman, how are you going to pull this off?
That's a good point. Hold on. Got some more for you to rail on here.
When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can flip some from the inside out. We got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections. We need a group of sleepers. And I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the f*** is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money.
Okay.
She's willing to, let her finish her line here. Hold on. Got to listen to this.
Where the duffel bag boys? Find you somebody in your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that shit under their name. Honestly.
Where is that dope boy money? Where is the duffel bag money, right?
I mean,
gee, it's illegal to take anything over $99 in cash. So are you asking to do illegal stuff?
Well, see, she's not making a very good case for black folks. Okay, meaning that, one, she keeps saying that she's really N-word at heart. That's what she really is. Okay, so when you call somebody N-word, basically what you're saying is that it's basically a lazy way of saying Negro. There's nothing wrong with saying Negro. It just means black. But in the pejorative, what you're basically saying is you're directing it at the Negro and kind of like giving a variation of word to mean that they're less than human. So basically she's taking pride in being seen as a black person who is less than human. She's taking pride in that. And basically reducing all black people that, because when you really want when you want money from black folks, well, the real money from black folks is drug money, which means that that's what we're about. That's what we do. And she can rely on black folks for criminal behavior in order to get her funding. So she's not making a very good case for us.
No.
And wonders why that there's this stigma in the culture that black people can't be trusted.
But so isn't this, I was talking to Sonia last week, and I said, look, first of all, your community paints their own picture, and it's negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you look at what comes out, you buy into the Democrats saying you can't find a driver's license. You buy into the Democrats saying you're too dumb to find an attorney or a CPA, to run your business, right? You don't know. I mean, I can write out a whole bunch of things where they say black folks are too dumb, ignorant, whatever. And now she's making it sound like the only way black people can get ahead is to lie, steal, cheat, go to drug money. They want duffel bag money. And this brain surgeon is having a conversation with an inmate on an inmate phone inside a prison, and she's going to go, my rights were violated. You can't record my... Oh, yes, because it says right on the wall, and when you call into these prisons, it says the same thing, right? Your calls are being recorded. End of discussion. Mm. Seriously.
Man, look, really quick, can I say something about the BMV?
You can say anything you want.
Man, this idea of just where it's just on black people, where black people don't know how to get a driver, is like,
right.
Man, ain't nobody an expert in going to the flipping DMV. You go to the DMV, like, probably, like, what, like, every 5 years? Right. And when you go there, chances are you're going to go there and you were in the wrong line. Raise your hand, folks, if you've been waiting in line for a long time and you get to the window and they tell you you were supposed to stand in that line.
Yeah, I got my hand up, by the way. This, and I ain't black. I got my hand up.
That takes all
time. I'm sorry, sir. Did you see the sign that said take a number? Okay, then we'll tell you what line to get into. You don't get in line on your own. God bless. No, but they do that, and they sell. Where is the black community? There's someone from the black community going, stop this. Stop saying this about us. Stop saying this about our people. Stop. They're dumb white folks, too, and lots of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man, and you're usually on the Democrat Party side, and that's what they expect. They expect black folks to go out and promote. They reward them for this, you know. But she's not making. You know, where my duffel bag boys at? It's like, wow, that's what you can rely on for the black community. It's like it's so natural for us that's the kind of money that you could expect from us. That's what we do. Thanks, lady.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's just again, it's just amazing. To listen to them and listen to both sides, really pound one side to pounding on itself and accepting what those white, you know, I played that clip the other night. I actually got a nasty on it. I played the Malcolm X clip where the most dangerous person in the black community is a white liberal, white male liberal. And they said, well, he later recanted that. I said, send me a clip. I'll play it. I'll recant it. How do you like that? But if you can't send me a clip, I'm not just saying it.
Did he
and
also
they do that
recant,
all the time, right?
Did he also recant when he said, if you vote for the Democrats, you're a political chump and a traitor to your race?
Like
do you
that.
Take that back? I don't think so.
No, they don't. Listen, they don't care. They don't want the truth. They don't want to know the truth. I mean, you know that as well as I do. Anyway, we got off for a break. Now you got me all wound up. Go see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Don't see me, fellas. It's always a pleasure to have you. 855-702-5563. Let me just bring him on real quick. Ed from Washington, you've got a comment for the guest tonight. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, real quick, thank you for letting me on. You know what's so appreciative about talk show programs is the fact that you don't have to deal with the person's race. All you have to do is appreciate their words.
That's nice. I agree with that. And I think Zoe and I do it to show how ridiculous some of these people out there are and how they have to bring that into every conversation. You know what I mean, Ed?
Yeah, it's just a shame that we have so many people that they're that's a problem. First impression is visual, and that's always been a problem for our society or any society. But the fact is, when you hear a program, that is immediately removed from the equation because all you're listening to is the person's value of their words.
Yep.
So.
I agree. Thanks for the comment.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Yep. We need more Eds. What do you think?
I can dig it, man.
Yeah, but he's got a point. You know, old-fashioned radio, not nowadays, because we don't even have radio anymore. Now it's media, right? I mean, seriously.
Yes.
In the early days, I made the mistake of turning on a webcam, and then from that point on, if I forgot to turn it on, people would say, hey, where's the webcam? It's like, it's radio. What do we need a webcam for? It's radio. Hello. But he's right. You know, you never knew somebody's color or ethnicity, background, anything about them. When you heard them on the radio, all you heard was the way it should be in college and everywhere else, an exchange of thoughts that people sure. were having, right?
Yeah. Unless a person wants to be like, you know, real cynical, and it's like, okay, well, I'm not thinking about color, but I'm probably going to assume that the person is white. there's that dynamic too, but, you know, we want to be I don't want to say colorblind society, because, you know, the Lord made color. It's supposed to be beautiful. We're not supposed to make judgment. We're not supposed to judge against a person just because of their color, though.
Well, I agree. I see. I don't struggle with it. I struggle with the response to it, because I don't want people to think it's not that you don't. You're right. It's not that you don't see color, but you do see color. You know, the joke I always look. I went to a predominantly black church. I don't mean the church was painted black. I mean the people on the inside are black, okay? And I used to joke with my buddies. I'd say, don't worry about it. You won't have any problem finding me, okay? I mean, seriously. And then Tammy, I love to tell the story about Tammy when she first started going to that church. We first got married. And she's telling this woman what she's going to be, because they're going to meet for the women's fellowship. And she's telling the woman what she has on and what she's going to have on and how she's going to look. And I go, honey, you're going to be the only white woman at the bottom of those stairs. Just say, don't worry about it, you can find me. I'll be the only, they're not crazy people. I'm the only white woman at the bottom of the stairs, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing negative about, you know, putting it in that. At least I don't think so, okay?
I would tell people, look, man, the only time my color should matter is if I come up missing. If that's going to help you find me,
right.
By all means.
Use whatever you got to use. I mean, he's the old white guy with the Q-tip head. I'm good with that, okay? It works, especially if it's cash. Bring it on down. All right, let's quickly just finish up, because I'm having such a ball with her. And the reason I am, again, nothing will happen to her. Listen to what she's talking about. And she's running for Senate, okay? She should be a shoe-in with these kind of words, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sadly,
these ain't the people. Same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these like that. So,
what's a white black folk? What is that? Hold on.
Black, because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? Can I could be, listen, I can move in all kinds of circles, but I'm a I love black people. I feel safest around my people.
So you brought up a good point, though. The N-word, is it derogatory or not? Right? And she's saying she's an N-word.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I know I can turn it on and off anytime I want to. That is a slight on oneself, is it not?
Totally. But I guess, you know, it's as long as it's self-inflicted, it's okay.
Oh, okay, got it. All right, got it, yeah.
And the lie that a lot of the black community has fallen for is that, you know, this word is a term of endearment and it's okay to say. And I'm like, no, when you guys get mad at each other and you're getting ready to, like, you know, throw down to a point of drawing blood or even kill that person, the last word that person is going to hear is the N-word. So it's not a term of endearment.
No. No, and again, the majority of murders that took place in Chicago and a couple of places across the country last weekend, you know, were black on black crime. And mm-hmm. you're saying, you put each other down, okay? You get mad at each other for trying to do better in your lives, and then you get mad that many blacks are being killed over the weekends, but they're being killed by other blacks. This is like almost a no-win situation, right? I mean, you really, if you offer a solution as a white guy, I can't, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and once again, I say that this is a golden opportunity, because these things are happening in Democrat-run neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
And Democrats have made sure that they have the initial access to black folks. They kept their minds on the plantation this whole time. It's not in black folks' DNA to behave like this. This is conditioned. And Democrats make the environment for this kind of conditioning. She's saying we need to go in and try to run as Republicans. I say, okay, Republicans, help her out. I say, you want to find out what it is to be a Republican so you can pull this off? Let's go to work. Class has begun. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but you made a comment during the break that they would see really what we were truly all about, and you may change your minds, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. She may get more than she bargained for.
Exactly, man. And learn, if you want to try to play a Republican, get authentic. Learn from some real Republicans, some conservatives. Don't learn how to be a fake Republican from fake Republicans.
And then
Rhinos.
One of the funny things we were talking about during break two is Cornell University decided this week to move the Gettysburg Address and remove the Lincoln bust from the library because there were complaints about it. And I'm sorry, dude. I'm sitting here trying to figure out what possible complaint could any group have on Lincoln other than, you know, as I've heard, he really didn't want to free the slaves, whatever. And I'm sitting here going, have we come that far? Cornell University, moving one of the most moving speeches ever, and they got to get it gone, the Gettysburg Address.
Wow, Democrats just can't stop wanting to remove Lincoln, huh?
Wasn't he a Democrat though? Don't they think so? So
no, they're all about that trans stuff. Then they keep switching things around, and weren't they the ones complaining? They were complaining about the statue with the slave. That's the slave isn't kneeling. The slave is getting up. All right, he's not kneeling before Lincoln. His gaze isn't on Lincoln. Lincoln is pointing, say, hey, man, there's freedom. Go get it. And the slave is getting up and walking towards freedom. Now, if the war wasn't about slavery and Lincoln didn't care about ending the slaves, why would the slaves pay to have that statue made? I think they knew what the war was about.
So, yeah, and here's the argument from the other side when I've read some of the articles about this, okay? The slave looks like he's gazing at Lincoln, and he looks like he's kneeling in front of Lincoln, and Lincoln is giving permission for him to get up. And the slaves that paid for this were paying for it to make a mockery of Lincoln. They're really good at this spin thing, you have to admit.
Right?
I'd have to sit there for 4 or 5 days to work that kind of story through. They do it, like, instantaneously.
That's their wheelhouse, man. Just liars and spinners, man. You know, I know they love to bring up the Lincoln didn't care about freeing the slave. He did it to keep it. It's like, no, man, that's what he gave to a press release. Lincoln was a political genius. Lincoln said things like that, and it drove the Democrats crazy, and they campaigned for him. He got the Democrats to campaign for him. He's out there. He's going to lead a war of abolition. You watch what I tell you. And Democrats would do that. His contemporaries knew what he was up to. His own general, who hated him, said that Lincoln is going to wage a war that's going to sacrifice white lives for black freedom. That's what Lincoln was up to the whole time.
But they're not being taught that in schools, though. They're being taught that Lincoln had no mind. He was just trying to keep the Union together. He wanted to keep the states together. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you sell that? You keep the states together by fighting a civil war to push them into doing something instead of trying to negotiate something with them.
Yeah.
You know, you can have slaves below the Mason-Dixon line. Okay, guys, we'll look the other way. We won't bother you anymore. I mean, that would have saved a heck of a lot of lives, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Lincoln, you know, of course Lincoln was trying to avoid, he was like, look, man, if I could avoid a war, I would like to, I really don't want to see people get killed. You know, and you can see Lincoln trying to make these inroads to avoid a war. By trying to make these, hey man, if you guys want to do slavery like this, you know, but ultimately, we're going to end slavery. You know, it was the Democrats in the North that really was pushing for what the South was doing. Because we had the Democrats in the North. They wanted to capitalize on what the South was doing. Lincoln wanted to end slavery, but he used the Democrats in the North to get those war powers and the war support.
Oh, my God. You know, we're going to have you on. We're going to do a history lesson every week. Seriously, this is crazy. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Zoe, BronzeSerpentMedia.com, BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Stop giving Beyonce money. Give it to Zoe. It's a good, clean baseline. Be back in a few minutes. Green Day joins us in the next hour.
Day 24.